Blog Talk Radio.
Con los terroristas.
Thank you for tuning in to the show today. Sportsaholics 24/7 is back. I hope everyone enjoyed their holiday break. I know we had a great time. We went down to Florida. Great vacation. All right, so I'm your host, John, joined by my co-host, Nick. Nick, what's going on?
Nothing much, John. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm very excited, as are a lot of people, about tonight. Tonight, in case you didn't know, is the 2014-2015 College Football National Championship game between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Oregon Ducks. This is the first championship game that is a result of the brand new College Football Playoff. And a few weeks ago, it was Oregon defeating Florida State in the Rose Bowl and Ohio State shocking the Alabama Crimson Tide in the Sugar Bowl. So we're going to be breaking down this matchup in its entirety, all the players, all the potential game-changing things that are involved in the game. And we're also going to give our predictions, obviously. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the best bowl games from this bowl season of college football. All right, so let's start with this game. Nick, what do you think that, Oregon, probably the favorite in this game, what are they going to have to do to win tonight?
I'll have to say on defense, they're really going to have to contain Cardale Jones. They're going to have to do a fairly good job stuffing up the middle and putting more players in coverage. I would recommend playing a tricky sort of zone coverage style of defense because Cardale Jones is still young. Whatever that would trick a young, inexperienced quarterback despite his talent. And on offense, a lot of it has to do with the defensive line, their big offense, the left tackle, Jake Fisher. He's going to have to do a lot of blocking for Mariota. And Mariota has to do what he's been doing all year. He has to buy time for himself. I love his pocket awareness. And he has to run when necessary. And that's not going to be easy because Ohio State is going to stuff up the middle, and Mariota is an upfield runner. And Ohio State is one of the strongest defenses in football, and it's not going to be easy, but I think they'll get it done.
Yeah, I think that Oregon has to do a couple things, especially in the defensive side of the football, because offensively, if I'm an Oregon fan, I'm not worried about Ohio State's defense. They have some good guys in the defensive line, Joey Bosa and Michael Bennett. The secondary is not particularly that strong. Linebacker core is okay. I mean, yeah, they're good, but for what Oregon has the ability to do, it's nothing that they should be worried about. Defensively, Oregon is going to have to focus on two things. One, shutting down Ezekiel Elliott, and two, taking away the deep ball from Cardale Jones. First of all, Ezekiel Elliott against Alabama, who top three run defense in the whole entire country, Elliott ran for 230 yards and two touchdowns and only 20 carries. That's incredible, going against one of the top rush defenses in the country. So Oregon is really going to have to key in on that. The linebackers are going to have to play a big game tonight because Ezekiel Elliott is not easy to bring down. You can't bring him down with an arm tackle. You have to, wrap him up, bring him down, and a lot of times it takes multiple guys to do that. Another key for this Oregon defense is going to be taking away the deep ball for Cardale Jones. One of Cardale Jones' favorite targets is Devin Smith. He's a big physical receiver. That's a big play receiver as well. They also have Jalen Marshall and a few other talented receivers. And just thinking back to last game against Alabama, one thing that really killed the Crimson Tide secondary was the deep ball from Cardale Jones. Cardale Jones has an absolute cannon of an arm. I mean, I heard something like he could throw on his knees around 50 yards or something. That's ridiculous. So, especially with the injury to Ifo Ekpe-Olumu, who is arguably the top cornerback in the country for Oregon, he's been out for a while. He's out for this game. Oregon is going to have to figure out a way to take away the deep ball. And I agree with you. I think playing zone coverage and also maybe three guys deep, two safeties deep, and dropping a cornerback deep, and also getting some pressure on Cardale Jones. Don't just let him stand back there and load up and be able to bomb it downfield. Because Ohio State certainly has the receivers to make those plays.
And here's the thing. Because he's, like, listen, he has all the talent in the world. He's all the talent in the world. I love his game. But he's only played a few games in his college football career. He's still inexperienced and young. And if you play a zone coverage, put three guys deep, put more players in coverage, which Oregon might have to do because they don't have a particularly strong secondary. And if they do that, they might get Cardale Jones to force more throws, and which I could see happening because that's a common rookie mistake. Many NFL players do it too. And that is certainly what would help. And if you think about it, the key for Cardale Jones today is basically the same key or a similar key to the game as it was against Alabama. Very similar.
Yep.
You've got to throw the deep ball. He's got to use his arms. Yes, he can run when he can. But it's not necessarily going to be easy. Now, it's easier to run against Oregon than it is to run against Alabama, because Alabama is almost unrunnable, in my opinion, at least. But it'll be a similar battle for him. But here's the thing, though. It's like playing a basketball game and completely relying on three-point shots. It's a risky style of play to completely rely on the deep ball. It doesn't always work, especially when you have a young quarterback, which is where there are red flags, despite his talent.
And going back to Oregon quickly, we talked about taking away the deep ball. What they're really going to have to do is force Cardale Jones to make those difficult intermediate throws where he's really going to have to think about it because, like we just discussed, he's not the most experienced quarterback. He hasn't been taking that many game snaps. He's only played two games. So if you blitz him and if you take away the deep ball, which is what he's best at, and you make him really think about where he's throwing it, I think that, that gives the Oregon Ducks defense a very solid chance to create some turnovers. And then they could really start to key in on Ezekiel Elliott in this run game also. And a big difference between Cardale Jones and JT Barrett and Braxton Miller is that Barrett and Miller can really run the ball well. Cardale Jones, not as good of a runner.
That's one less element
for him. He can run, but by no means is he a JT Barrett or a Braxton Miller on the ground.
JT Barrett and Braxton Miller, they make more plays with their feet. They can run outside the tackles. Cardale Jones is more like sneaks and run inside the tackles more, and he's harder to bring down. But you know what, though? Here's something that that's sort of reverse something else that you were saying, take away the deep ball for Ohio State. But here's something else that you want to take away. In a way, you kind of want to take the run game from Ohio State because look at all the pressure Ezekiel Elliott takes off of Cardale Jones' shoulders.
Exactly.
And force him to throw the ball more. And if you take away that and you take away the deep ball, I mean, listen, it's Cardale Jones, who's third-string quarterback. Nobody expected him to be as good. So, and anything can happen. Nobody thought Ohio State was even going to beat Alabama. So I'm not going to completely count them out. But Ohio State's offense is not run with screen passes. It's not run with that. Ohio State's offense is run with talent and big plays. That's how they run their offense. And it's not run with brains. It's run with talent with Ezekiel Elliott, great runner. Love him. Like, he can run for miles. He's basically, I would think of him as the DeMarco Murray of college football, in a way. Because, runs up the middle. I get the strong offensive line, but, he can run up the middle, run for miles. Once he gets in the secondary, he's hard to take down. And Cardale Jones, now he likes to throw the deep ball, so he kind of changed the offense around a little bit. And, like I said, if you make him think, it's not going to be easy. And this team, Ohio State, like, I love their talent. They should win most – they're the most improved team in college football this year, hands down. Most improved team. I thought that they didn't have a chance at the playoffs about a month ago. And, I mean – and, you know, I got to give them props, but they're still a risky team. Their style of play is risky now that Cardale Jones has come despite the talent, you know, relying on big plays, big plays, big plays. There's not one team in college football that I can think of that completely relies on big plays. Marcus Mariota can make big plays, but he doesn't rely on that. He can make smaller plays with his feet. Like I said, good pocket awareness, smart, and can make smaller plays. I don't know if, I mean, according to, especially going by Cardale Jones' tweet, because he doesn't go to class, I don't know if exactly has the brain and everything, but it should be an interesting.
I don't know about that. I think what I've seen Cardale Jones be able to do, yeah. But what I've seen Cardale Jones be able to do in his two starts is pretty incredible. Now, one last note about Oregon before we move on to the keys to the game for Ohio State. On the offensive side of the ball, the Ducks are going to be missing one of their key weapons, Darren Carrington, their star wide receiver. Is out. Failed a drug test. Also, a backup running back is also out of the game for the Ducks. And, that's awful. You know, you get a chance to play at the national championship. Oregon has never won a national championship, and you have a part to be on the team that wins it, and you fail a drug test? I mean, come on. That's bad. And that's also a key part of this offense because Darren Carrington was that big physical receiver. I mean, they still have some other guys. You know, they have Allen, who's one of the fastest players in college football. Keenan Lowe, obviously a very good wide receiver as well. But Darren Carrington really gave them a nice option, and he's difficult to guard. So that's a big blow for this Oregon team.
Well, you know what would be a good key for the – I'm sorry. I got it all mixed up. Go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, no, we can move on to Ohio State now. I mean, there are definitely a lot of things that Ohio State has to do in this game because they are the underdog. So Nick, sound like you have something to say with that.
Well, basically, we kind of did cover the key to their game. They really just – I mean, listen, I like – the reason why I have confidence in Ohio State is because they're one of the best coach teams in college football. In fact, I say the second best coach team behind Alabama. Urban Meyer is obviously a great coach considering he could turn three quarterbacks into stars, basically. I mean, when you make it to the national championship with a third-string quarterback, I gotta give you a round of applause. And the thing is, I think they're going to just, like I said before a million times, completely based off of big plays. That's how they've won their games before. I don't see the point in changing it now. They beat Alabama, who was ranked, it was the best team in the country. And if you can beat Alabama that way, then you can beat Oregon that way. And Alabama has a stronger defense than Oregon does. And, you know, like I said, Cardale Jones, he's going to go for the big passes. He's going to throw to Devin Smith. He's going to throw to Jalen Marshall. He's going to throw to Michael Thomas. He's going to throw to all these guys. And then he can lie back on Ezekiel Elliott if it doesn't work because – it's not like he's relying completely on the deep ball. And that's basically what they have to rely on. Cardale Jones is not, he's not a screen pass. He's not a slant route kind of quarterback. And that's not the offense that they run. And they should just do whatever works for them, even if it is a bit unorthodox.
Yeah. And I think some other things for Ohio State that they're really going to have to do a good job on tonight, that defensive line of theirs coached by Larry Johnson Sr., longtime defensive line coach at Penn State who left this offseason, went to the Buckeyes, and he's done a great job with them. You got some stars in that defensive line, Joey Bosa and Michael Bennett, just to name a few. Those guys are absolute beasts. I mean, Joey Bosa is just as fast as anyone, you know, getting into the backfield. He's an absolute monster, only a sophomore. He's going to be there a few more years. That kid's very good. Michael Thomas up the middle. Really, he'll shut down your run game. So that defensive line, the key for them will be getting into the backfields because Marcus Mariota, you give him 3 seconds, you're done.
Exactly.
You give him even a little less than that, you're done. Marcus Mariota, out of any quarterback in college football, I think Marcus Mariota is the best at extending plays. So these defensive linemen are going to have to get into the backfield and not only disrupt him, they're going to have to sack him. They're going to have to bring him down.
Kind of like what they did against Penn State.
Yeah, that's true. They did do that.
Basically,
the defense, in the second,
there was no run room at all against when Penn State played Ohio State. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be like that or that they can do that.
I mean, Oregon has a
level,
Oregon's offensive line is light years ahead of Penn State's offensive line.
Oh, without question. I mean, Jake Fisher is arguably the best offensive lineman in the game. And
you know,
I said it before. It's all about time. When Oregon has the football, it's all about time. You can't give Marcus Mariota time. And that's really what's going to – I think I could really see Urban Meyer stressing that on his defense. He's telling Joey Bosa, he's telling Michael Bennett, get this damn quarterback because you can't give him time. He's going to extend plays. Marcus Mariota, he reminds me a lot of a Russell Wilson. And we all know what happens when you give Russell Wilson time to run out of the pocket and throw out of the pocket. It doesn't it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, you can just look at his performance against Florida State, and Florida State has a solid defense, but he absolutely torched them, 28 for 36, 338 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did have an interception, which you almost never see out of Marcus Mariota. You know, before, interesting stat, before Mariota threw that interception, I think it was on the season, he threw an interception only 1.1% of his throws. That's incredible. If that's not the best of all time, then it has to be second best. Because he's such a smart football player, and like we mentioned earlier, you give this kid any time and he will absolutely destroy you. So, and again, another key to the game is going to be Ohio State getting pressure on Marcus Mariota. And then offensively, they're going to have to really control the football. I think they might have to slow things down just because Oregon and offense operate so fast. You know, they play ends, 12 seconds later they're running the next play. And the Ohio State defense is going to be tired. So Ohio State, they can run their no huddle, but they really might have to change up the tempo a little bit, run the no huddle, get up to the line, you know, check the play with the coaching staff, take their time, let the play clock. Yeah, yeah, and I think they're going to have to do that because they don't want this game to be a sprint, and because that's when Oregon wins. Oregon wins when games are sprints, when teams are going back and forth scoring. Oregon will always win because they're so consistent. If Ohio State really drags this game out, takes Oregon a little bit out of their comfort zone with their tempo and everything, then I think that really gives the Buckeyes a solid chance of getting a win tonight.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But you know what, though? It's fortunate. Ohio State is fortunate to have a running back like Ezekiel Elliott, because when you have a strong run game, you can slow down the game. When all you have is receivers and an arm like Ardell Jones, it's not easy to slow down the game.
Yeah. All right, now before we move on, let's just if anybody wants to call into the show, the number to call in is 347-884-8496. Once again, 347-884-8496. If you have any questions for us, if you have any comments in the game, any predictions, anything about college football bowl season, we'd love to take your call, so make sure to call in. All right, now a big aspect of this game, there's one big thing missing from a national championship game that we haven't seen, you know, very often in this decade, and that's not having an SEC team in the national championship game. So it's very surprising. I don't know if I'd call this a down year for the SEC, but it's surprising. Playoff wise, it definitely was, and you know
not
what?
The
I think especially
season,
right? The SEC West really struggled in
the
bowl
SEC
games.
West.
I mean, Auburn lost to Wisconsin. I mean, a lot of teams were really, really struggling.
And the SEC West is supposed to be the powerhouse. They were the powerhouse the entire regular season, and then they just collapsed.
Yeah.
It really came as a shock to me.
Yeah, and as a Big Ten fan myself, I always get annoyed when I turn on ESPN and all I see is the SEC. So it was gratifying for me to finally look at the TV and look at the scores and see these SEC teams losing to Big Ten teams. And now I'm very excited to have a Big Ten team in the national championship game. This hasn't happened in a while. Big Ten team has not won the national championship game since Ohio State in 2002.
Yeah. But you know, I really do love watching the SEC. The SEC, especially the SEC West, I love the environment. I'm not a fan of any team, but I just love watching those games. And, you know, I was actually kind of disappointed that all these SEC West teams were losing because, you know, I just love watching those SEC games and, you know, just see them just deflate was disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, I was honestly fine with it because I love to see when the SEC loses.
Because this whole
year, you know, ESPN and all these other channels feed us this message that the SEC is superior to all teams, all conferences, and clearly that's not the case, at least not this season. And I think it was a little bit surprising, you know, I'll be honest. It was surprising when it came to bowl season. And they see a team like Auburn, who beat some very good teams, who stuck with Alabama. See a team like Auburn losing to Wisconsin, who lost 59-0 in the Big Ten championship game. Yeah, I think it's, you know, very, very important for the Big Ten that Ohio State gets this win tonight. And also important for the Pac-12 that Oregon wins tonight. This brings me into my next point about Oregon. Oregon's biggest knock in Oregon in recent years, you know, they've always been good. They've been good the past 10 seasons, I'd say. And people have always criticized them for not being physical enough. They've always had the athleticism. This is what people say. Oregon has always had the athleticism. They've always had that speed. Never physical enough to get the job done, though. I think this year is different. How about you? Do you think this is a physical Oregon team?
Yeah, well, what you said about Oregon is very true, but to be quite honest, I mean, I guess you could say it's more physical, but they're still very athletic. I mean, they still do everything based on their feet. That's how they make plays. That's how everything happens. They're not like Ohio, look at Ohio State's defense. They're very physical. Oregon's defense is not nearly as physical. So, yeah, you're right. That's a knock on them. But you know what? Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
Just win. I don't care what style of player. I don't care if you win the triple option or if you play a 4-2-5 defense. Just win. And if that's obviously been working for them. And, you know, they have one loss, and then they came against Arizona. They came back, and they destroyed Arizona. And they are another improved team. And you can't complain about them and say, well, their style of play is this. Who cares?
Yeah, and I agree with you. The whole physicality thing is kind of a dumb argument, but that's what a lot of people said about Oregon. And I think the main difference between this year's Ducks team and past year's Ducks team, even under Chip Kelly, look at the quarterback position. You can go back all the way to Dennis Dixon in the mid-2000s, Jeremiah Masoli, Darren Thomas. All these guys were good runners, but none of them could throw the football even close to as well as Marcus Mariota can. And that just adds a whole new aspect to this Oregon team because they've been known, they're known as a running team. Like you said, they had some great running backs, so Michael James, Kenyon Barner, all these guys that have been able to run the football, as well as quarterbacks that could. But the fact that they have a passing game this year totally opens up their playbook and makes it very, very difficult for opposing defenses to stop them.
Yeah, and I mean, my only knock on Oregon would be that they're not to say their secondary is bad, but their secondary can certainly be better. And against the deep ball, I think there's a possibility that they can struggle the way Alabama did. And if Alabama might struggle, then there's a chance that Oregon might struggle. It just depends on their game plans. And, you know, some days players play better than others. I mean, there's no saying Cardell Jones is going to be the star tonight that he was against Alabama.
Yeah. All right, we have about 5 minutes left in the show. Once again, if anybody would like to call in, the number is 347-884-8496. And now it's that time of the show for our predictions for the inaugural college football playoff national championship game. Ohio State Buckeyes, the 4 seed, Oregon Ducks, the 2 seed. Nick, who's going to win tonight?
Oregon.
Think Oregon. Would you like to give a score?
42-35.
So it's going to be a close game, similar to the Sugar Bowl, right? 42-35 was the score of that game.
I see it, and I see it being high scoring because Oregon games are always high scoring. This is a Pac. I mean, they're like a representation of the Pac-12. They're going to turn this game into a Pac-12 game.
I think they have the chance to do that. Yeah.
This game's going to be a Pac-12 style game. I know it. I can sense it, and it's going to be entertaining because the Pac-12 is entertaining to watch.
And if there's one team in the Big Ten that can really keep up with that speed of Oregon, I think it is Ohio State. So, honestly, Nick, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to go with the Ohio State Buckeyes bringing in their first national championship game since 2002 under Jim Tressel. They won that. I think the Buckeyes are going to win 48-30. I think that Ohio State's defense is going to really slow down Oregon. Ohio State has a talented front seven, and their secondary is, you know, decent.
Eli
Apple, Duran Grant, and Von Bell also. So I think that Ohio State's going to win it. 48-30 is my prediction. 3 and a half minutes left in the show. Quickly, we're going to wrap up college football bowl season tonight. Nick, what were the top bowl games from this year's postseason in college football?
Wow. The top bowl games.
I know mine.
My favorite bowl game this year would be Alabama-Ohio State. I mean, I know it sounds kind of cliched, but I think that was my favorite.
All right. Now, I actually have two bowl games that I think were. You know what? I'll say three bowl games. I think the third best bowl game, in my opinion, was Michigan State-Baylor. Michigan State trailed by 20 points heading into the third quarter, came back and beat Baylor, a big win for Michigan State and a big win for the Big Ten, I think. Second best bowl game was the Pinstripe Bowl. Penn State and Boston College, the Nittany Lions in their first bowl game since 2011 due to the NCAA sanctions. Game went to overtime after Penn State trailed by 14 late in the game. Boston College scored a touchdown. They missed the extra point. Penn State scored a touchdown. Sam Ficken made the extra point to win the game in his last ever game as a Nittany Lion. That was an awesome game. Best bowl game of 2014. The Popeyes Bahama Bowl. All right, this happened in December a while ago. Central Michigan and Western Kentucky.
Yes.
Central Michigan was down huge at halftime. Somehow they were able to come back. The game came down to one final play. Threw a Hail Mary. It came up about 20 yards short of the end zone, so they started lateraling the ball back, and they got into the end zone. They scored a touchdown, down by 1 point. Instead of going for the extra point to try to tie it up and force it to overtime, Central Michigan went for two. They threw the fade. It was incomplete. And Western Kentucky, led by Brandon Doty, the star quarterback, came out with the win. I think that was the best bowl game of 2014. But it was definitely a great college football season. And
we're
gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss it too.
I remember back when I was looking forward to it. Now I'm like looking behind at it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it always goes too fast. But you know the great thing about college football though, it's a 365 day sport because of recruiting. And I know you don't really follow recruiting that much.
No,
but I'm a big recruiting guy, and it's exciting to see these young high school players get offered and then eventually commit to a school and sign with the school.
And so
that's the great thing about college football.
We're going to have to wrap.
Yeah.
No,
well,
quickly, we have
15 seconds.
You look at young players and you like to see how they progress the next year. You know, you see guys
Allen,
like Kyle Allen, for example, is what I'm thinking. Like, look how good he might be next year. and what he could do for Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you all for listening to our show tonight. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoy the game tonight. 8:30 ESPN, Oregon and Ohio State, College Football National Championship. Go Buckeyes. And thank you, Nick, for being on today.
No problem.